Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, but you're looking mighty different today, I must say. Tiffany's rocking the long hair, don't care look.
Alan is very excited about this hair.
I am. I'm telling everybody.
He literally
like
is.
We're not even on Zooms, and I'm just telling folks that Tiffany's got long hair right
so
now.
So I have hair. And for those who know us from social media or in real life, I keep very short hair. I love short hair. And now I don't have short hair. But in all transparency, like, people are like, oh, is that your summer hair? Or like, and I get it. People, black women, oftentimes will get braids or some sort of protective style in the summer. This is not that. I literally was bored out of my mind. I just felt like I was looking like just, it was just getting boring. Not that I want long hair, because I don't. I just needed to mix it up temporarily.
Okay.
That's what this is. This is a couple of weeks of just something different so that I can then go back to fully appreciating my short hair.
For you, it's temporary. For others, it's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, it's very temporary.
We're getting some photos done really soon.
Well,
we're
going to be on. Talk about that.
I'm just saying, like, you're going to be immortalized.
Immortalized.
Okay.
Because these are the first photos I've ever taken in my whole entire
life.
With
long hair. That's all I'm saying.
Either way, yeah, it'll be out in a couple of weeks because I am going on vacation. This is not vacation hair. I want my own
hair.
This
is right now hair.
This is right now. We don't really have a lot going on right now. Like, we're not doing too much.
Yeah.
So I feel like this was a perfect time to mix it up just to make myself feel better. But on vacation, I need my own hair.
So, listener, just so you know, I have my standard haircut right now.
Yeah.
It will be in place for the foreseeable future.
As always. I'm also having a birthday very soon, a big milestone birthday where there are festivities planned. I need to go into the birthday looking like my natural self, not trying to do anything new or quote unquote spicy. If you guys listened to last week's podcast, anything new or spicy for my actual birthday festivities.
Yeah, send Tiffany a Cash App, y'all.
Do not send me a Cash App. I have to pay taxes on
joke.
That.
We did the scam show the other day. Yeah. We were like, yo, don't be giving people your Cash App like that. You never know what people are up to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. I mean, one thing I am enjoying, though, with the hair is nice. It is not, I'm like anti-long hair.
It looks good. It's smooth.
I grew up with very long, thick hair, and now I just have very short, thick hair. And so I was like, it's going to be heavy. It's going to be itchy. It's just going to be getting on my nerves. None of the above.
Good.
Yeah. My hairdresser did a bomb job. So I will say this, and this is just to spread a little bit of love. If you do follow me on Instagram and you like my hair, it's not even posted at the moment. So I guess I'm about to post
it. It was in a story.
It was in a story.
You got to repost it for the people. Post it on the Momentum page.
Sure. Okay. If you see on social media my hair and you like it, I will tag my hairdresser. Clearly, you got to live in the area. New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. If you like it, hit her up.
Tri-state.
She does an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known her for a very long time.
For a really good price.
For a great price. Anytime I've ever had braids, I've only ever gone to her.
Yeah. So she's good at braids.
Braids, weaves.
Ooh.
All crochet. I have a crochet situation right now, but braids, weaves, crocheted.
Weaves. Okay.
A lot of things. She also does makeup and some other, and lashes. The individual ones. We talked about that on how to make some money.
Yeah.
But that's that.
Yeah. Well, good. Very good. Anything going on in the world before we get into our show?
I mean, there's too much going on in the world. There's a lot going on in the world, but I am remaining upbeat. optimistic.
Good.
And excited. Again, I have a birthday approaching. I have vacations approaching. I have birthdays approaching. So I am going to remain upbeat. I'm aware of what's happening in this world. And unfortunately, I'm not surprised. And I think the things that are happening in this world have been going on for a very long time. So I'm not about to act brand new about it. But I am going to thoroughly enjoy the thought of my birthday.
Okay. All right. Well, the listeners will enjoy it too. And they'll celebrate in their own right on that day. In July.
Yes.
All right, cool. So we're talking today about not just hair and birthdays.
Right.
We are talking about ways to fight inflation in your household.
Because here's the thing, right? And we've talked about inflation in the past and, like, you know, how to beat inflation. We were talking about regular inflation.
Yeah,
like this is some big-ass inflation. Yeah, like, what's happening right now is uncommon levels of inflation. So it's kind of like if you were, like, you know what? It's kind of like if you were like, I'm going to throw a little party. You know what I mean? I'm gonna invite a couple people or like two or three people or just my homegirls. And you're like, listen, I don't really need to do a major grocery shopping because I got enough food in the house for like two or three of my homegirls. I already know them. This inflation is like thinking you got two or three homegirls coming over and it's 100 people standing in line outside your house.
Yeah.
Starving, who haven't eaten in 3 days.
And they're all your friends too. So you can't deny them.
And you don't have nothing in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a big one.
Yeah.
For sure. So we did a show, ironically, a year ago. And I feel like, you know, sometimes, I don't know that we were prescient in that way to see the future.
No,
but
I didn't see this.
We started talking about inflation in March of 2021. And the reason why we did at that time, Jerome Powell was just starting to mention this word inflation.
He
said, Rome in the house at that time, was saying that, look, inflation's not an issue now.
Not that big of a deal.
But there might be an uptick in the future as we reopen the economy.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
We open.
Yeah.
And inflation is outside.
It's running rampant.
So for a lot of people, I know you guys like joke on social media, like it costs $500 to go outside right now. It's inflation's fault. It's our fault also because we're doing the most, but inflation's not helping. Russia's not helping. We got gas prices. Inflation's a problem.
Yeah.
And we've got to talk about why it's such a big problem and exactly what you need to do about it.
Facts. So the theme of today is that the Fed is doing its thing. We've talked about that. The Fed is trying to raise interest rates as a way of fighting inflation in the macro sense. But we've got to talk about the micro sense. Like, what can you do in y'all's households to try to get this inflation under control? Let's talk about the data for a second. So in April, consumer prices increased by 8.3%. Now, that might sound high to some.
Yes, to me. I am some.
If we wanted to find like the last time inflation was in the eights, we're in the 70s. Like you got to go literally back to the 1970s to find inflation this high. So that's a big deal. And this is actually down from 8.5%.
In March.
So celebrate that.
No.
No one's celebrating that. Yeah,
it's like you jump me in March and then you just jump me with one less person in April. I'm still getting jumped.
Yeah. So, and then if you break down the components of inflation, so prices for food at home went up by 10.8%.
That's the first problem.
Yeah, that's food at home.
Because we already keep talking about, like, I got food at home. Now it's like, well, if the food at home costs as much as the food outside, I might as well eat outside.
This is the first time we've had this type of food at home inflation since 1980.
But food away from home has increased by 7.2%.
Yeah.
What are they trying to tell us? They're trying to tell us to eat out.
I guess so.
I heard eat out. Inflation's up for outside food at 7.2%. Inflation is up for inside food at 10.8%.
But here's one thing that's interesting about the at-home versus eating out thing. If you're feeding, because you know, when you buy groceries, you're buying enough for multiple meals.
Yeah.
So if you're a single person and you're out there grocery shopping, it might cost you a little more for one meal on average to cook it at home versus if you're cooking for a whole family.
Because you're telling me to go eat outside.
I'm not saying that.
That's what inflation is telling me. Bigger picture, though, when I do think about it, like not joking, I do wonder what the difference is. Like I understand that food that we buy from the grocery store is oftentimes less processed, right? So I'm thinking about produce, cereal, which is heavily processed, but like meats, produce, cheeses, beverages. Aren't they using the same items for the food that's made outside?
Yeah. So no one's saying it's cheaper.
Yeah, I got you.
At the restaurant. They're just saying the rate in which the prices got higher have escalated more at home than in the restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessarily cheaper.
But
it's just that potentially the restaurant's eating some of the
costs.
Food inflation.
So the margin, the profit margin is probably less for a lot of restaurants right now because they're trying to make sure you continue to come in, even though they are feeling the inflation around the foods that are necessary to make your meal. Now, let's talk about that. So the price for meat, poultry, fish, and eggs.
Poultry, that's chicken, y'all. I love chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
I really do. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Is poultry turkey also?
Sure, I love turkey, too. And yes, it's any fowl, I believe.
Okay.
Is poultry.
All the birds.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So meats, poultry, fish, and eggs. Inflation has gone up 14.3%.
That's a lot.
In meats, poultry, fish, and eggs.
Yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. The reason why this stuff is big is like, look, you might be able to avoid some inflation. Like, okay, I won't drive as much.
Right.
Okay, I might not go get a new home. I might not go out and buy a whole new wardrobe, but you got to eat.
Yeah.
Like, food inflation is a real thing. And we've got to talk about how we can fight some of this inflation.
So what are we going to do?
So our first strategy, and this is like, it's funny, we had a listener hit us up recently and just talked about how much she loves our podcast. And she was referring to some of the messages that we've brought out that are ringing in her ears. And she heard Tiffany say this.
Because this is my favorite thing. This is always my favorite tip to give, and it applies in a lot of areas. And it covers a lot of situations. Make more money.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. Make more money at work. Like, I want you to make more money in all places, but I don't want you to feel like we're, like, out here telling you to go get a side hustle or become an entrepreneur if that's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Find ways. Have the conversations that you need to have. Elevate the value that you bring to your current job.
Yeah.
And make more money at work. That can mean asking for a promotion. That can mean asking for more responsibility or asking for overtime or just saying, hey, let's do a review. I think I need a little bit more money or I'm interested in a new role.
Or go so far as to interview for other jobs with competitors or in other industries and come back to your boss like, yo, player, like, yo, I'm hot in these streets.
Yeah, because one thing that we do know that has been happening, and I don't know how much longer it's going to be happening, is like there are jobs. There are jobs and people are willing to pay a lot of money. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe that's cooling off a little bit.
A little bit, for sure.
So please don't run that race, but for so much longer. But yeah, go out, put your resume out there, explore other job opportunities, see if you can get an interview. It doesn't have to be a career switch, but you might just need more money and someone else may be willing to pay you that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get that offer, if you are just that bold, tell your job about it, see what they're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
or go ahead and take these new positions. But like, we've got to find more ways to make money. I worry that the answer is always like budget, 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 cut out, cut out, cut out.
Not always.
Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. You can't sacrifice meat, poultry, you know what I mean? Eggs and fish. Like, you know, I get that vegans are out there, but produce and fruits are all going up also. So like, you've got to make more money at work.
Yeah. And sometimes it's as simple as asking, you know, a lot of us accept, and especially in minority communities, and I'm going to say a lot of times it's women, and I don't mean to paint y'all with a wide brush.
Shade.
A lot of us accept the job offer without pushing back on the salary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, it leads over time to a systematic underpricing or underpayment for it's one of the reasons why there's an income gap. Not the full reason, but it's one of the reasons why there's an income gap.
So Alan doesn't even know this. We got negotiated very hard today. You're not even aware of this. So we are hiring a new manager in one of our dry cleaners.
Okay.
And she's very qualified.
Ooh.
That resume looks good.
I'm loving this so far.
Spanish woman.
Okay.
So she's bilingual.
Okay.
She spent 15 years running her own restaurant.
Okay.
Pizza restaurant.
So she's a self-starter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we interviewed her today for the manager position.
Okay.
We had a number.
Okay.
Her number was $20,000 more than our number.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
yes.
No, ma'am.
No.
Wait a minute.
Let's say, yeah.
But she also let me know. She said, I also got an offer to manage a Starbucks, and they're willing to pay me this amount of money.
Yeah.
So I respected her understanding her value.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, she wasn't going to get me to that number, but we negotiated. She wanted $20,000 more. We landed in the middle at $10,000 more, okay. Which she's definitely worth it. She really is. The number that I was going to offer her is just kind of like our standard number, but she's more than the standard applicant.
Okay. So did she take it or like, don't leave me in suspense like this.
So she comes back and she's like, well, I don't know if that's enough because Starbucks is offering me all these other benefits and all these other things.
Yeah.
I said, we don't do that. But Starbucks is not going to offer you the growth opportunities that we
come on, growth.
Okay. You can talk to any of our employees. Come on, leadership. And they will tell you how their income has grown, how their opportunity has grown.
Come on, culture.
Okay. And this is a great place to work, and we are great people to work for.
Ooh.
She said, I'll think about it and call you back.
Can Starbucks say that? Howard Schultz, can you say that?
15 minutes later, she called back and accepted the job.
Lord, have mercy. Yes.
Now,
God is good.
We did good on that negotiation, but yes. I will tell you, it is rare.
Yeah, I respect her.
It is rare.
I respect her.
That anyone ever pushes back on the pay that we offer.
No.
We have well over 100 employees. It is rare that anyone ever says, that's not good enough. I'm worth more. I bring more to the table. I need more money. Very rare.
Now, can I racially profile and paint with broad strokes again? So we've hired a number of people, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Like you and I together have been in, I don't know, 100 plus interviews.
Yes.
We've had a lot of white men have no issue pushing
just
back.
Bold. Like, bold.
Not having all the qualifications.
Yes.
Just off top. Like, that's not enough.
And I will tell you, we've hired white men. And we don't have any on the payroll right now.
Well, not in management.
Where? We don't have any.
We have some in the stores.
What stores?
Oh, my gosh. We have some in the stores. I'm not saying we will never hire, but I'm just saying there are certain folks who culturally are okay asking for more money.
Correct.
And there are certain folks who feel like they're afraid to ask for more money.
And here's the thing that I think we're trying to, like, getting back on the subject is ask for more money because it's necessary, like in the world.
Yeah.
And everybody's aware of it. Inflation's happening to all of us. This is not a cultural thing. This is not like community by community. It's happening. The world costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you should be entitled to get and ask for more. So if you've been receiving the same pay for the last 3 to 5 years,
mm-hmm.
it's time for you to ask for more money. Because I guarantee you, probably a new person coming in on your level in your same role is making more money coming in than you did.
Yeah, it's a fact. A lot of times employers never appreciate the people they have.
Word.
But they'll offer more money to someone coming in off the street.
Exactly.
And so you've got to be willing to open up that mouth and ask. So that's kind of short term, right? Like ask for more money in the short run. But let's think longer term.
Okay.
Like I know one of the biggest things I've done in my life is really upgrading my skills. And this is not like a flip. This is not something you do overnight.
Correct.
This requires some investment in yourself.
Yeah, time.
Time, maybe money. But another way to fight inflation is to make an investment in yourself that over time upgrades your skills and puts you in a position where you can earn more money. You can command more money in the market.
So Alan and I are entrepreneurs, as you guys know. We run a variety of companies. And right now in this moment, we are both pursuing ways to increase our skill set
mm-hmm.
to be able to make more money.
Yeah,
it never stops. Like mm-hmm. even if you are your own boss, like even if you run your own company, there's something that you can learn. There's a new service that you can add. There's a certification that you can get that should qualify you for you to be able to make more money for in perpetuity for the rest of your life.
Word.
You know what I mean? And you should not get in a place of being comfortable saying like, I'm cool with the amount of money that I make because I am very cool with the amount of money that I make, but I want to make more. If all I have to do is invest time and some education, a little bit of money to mm-hmm. be able to learn more that will allow me to make more money for the rest of my life, I need to do that. One, because I want more money, and two, because outside costs more money.
Word. I mean, it could be a degree. It could be a certificate. It could be a license. It could be taking some classes online.
Yeah, it could just be awareness. Like you might not get a piece of paper from anybody, but you know how to do something now.
Word.
That you can charge for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a lot of chefs out here getting it.
Listen.
And they're not getting masters and PhDs.
I was going to say, it's a lot of people who don't realize they're chefs. You like, I could just cook. Like, no, you may just be a chef and you might not need to go to culinary school. You don't need to go to culinary school to make money off of cooking.
Yeah, you really don't.
Now, if you're trying to work in a restaurant, that's a different thing.
If you want Michelin stars.
There you go.
Okay.
That's going to be a longer road. But if people are willing to pay for your food, you need to go ahead and cook it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Inflation is a real thing. And mm-hmm. so we have to think about all the ways that we can fight it, short term and long term, because it's very rare when the prices go up, they don't come back down.
Yeah. It's not like the blessings.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not like when the praises go up and the blessings come down. Inflation doesn't work like that.
And it's not like interest. You know what I mean? Like interest rates go up and sometimes they come back down. Like that's been happening.
Yeah.
They fluctuate. This is not that.
Yeah.
That pizza that's now $5 is not going to go back down to $3.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. So you ain't lying. You ain't lying there. Because it was crazy. Back in the day, I could get a slice of pizza and a gallon of gas for $1 each.
Yeah.
Gas came back down at some point. I mean, clearly it's sky high now.
Right now.
Pizza never came back
seriously.
Down.
Seriously. So just keeping in mind, we're going to be giving out concepts for the long haul. So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Hi, this is Donnie Rose, Chief Content Editor here at The North Star, encouraging you to check out thenorthstar.com every day for insightful, engaging commentary on the stories that impact our culture. The writers at The North Star make it our mission to advocate, mobilize, agitate, and disrupt in the name of creating liberation-centered content. We unapologetically center the narratives of Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. We understand that you can get news from anywhere, so we are more interested in offering perspective that speaks to the experiences of our audience. We write freely and with freedom on our minds. We invite you to indulge in our daily editorials and engage in the dialogue that will change the world. Momentum.
We are back.
Yes.
And inflation is here.
Outside is expensive.
Y'all. Outside is expensive. And I do want to hear from you guys. Hit us up on Twitter at Momentum Advice and just let us know what you notice has become more expensive just within the last couple of months, right? Not in the last or the last 30 years. No, just the last couple of months. What have you found to become more expensive? I know my preferred almond milk has become a lot more expensive.
Really?
Yes. And this is how I knew it was coming. When they start changing the packaging.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hustle. Because,
you know what I mean?
There's a whole nother podcast on how businesses can fight inflation by jipping y'all.
Yes. When they start changing the packaging, though, that's when I knew.
Yeah.
When it's like, oh, we need to phase out this packaging.
They took some ounces out the
probably,
out the bottle.
But it's more expensive for sure.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I did notice like at the dollar store.
Oh, it's $1.25 now.
Well, not only that, the stuff is just smaller. Like they're skimming ounces off of the toothpaste and all sorts of things at the dollar store.
So I'm not going to lie.
13 less chips.
I like to buy my chips from the dollar store.
Mm.
Because they got all the good chips. Like they got all the varieties that I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And sometimes they have the hood variety that you're not going to get at the grocery
the
store.
Hood variety.
We live in the suburbs. We don't have no bodegas around here. So
that's
you got to go to the dollar store. I'm not mad at the $1.25 pricing.
Yeah, but that's a 25% increase.
It's a long time.
We were talking about 8% is unheard of. They went up 25% and never said anything. They didn't apologize at all.
Right. That's a fact.
Yeah. So we were talking before the break about making some more money. We've talked about ways to do it in employment. And of course, you can always come to us for ideas for making money outside of employment.
Yes, we do have another podcast episode where we talk about ways where you can make.
No, that's incorrect.
Is that?
Good-ass ways to make some money.
Here we go.
Okay?
Yes.
Don't disrespect us.
That's a fact. We have a podcast where we talk about good-ass ways for you to make money quickly, not like in the next 8 months, starting tomorrow.
Like I need money now.
Yes. And one of the ways that I love talking about is doing some freelance work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways to get started, there's Uber, there's Upwork. Mm-hmm. These are platforms where you can create a profile today and figure out ways to start making money tomorrow.
Yeah.
Doing things that you do regularly already. Drive, pick up food. If you got kids, you always dropping them off anyway. Drop off some strangers.
Uber might not be as profitable right now because gas prices are high.
True.
But Upwork, you can do that from the comfort of your own home.
Literally. And Upwork is a platform, if you haven't heard it before, is kind of like a gig platform.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. People are looking for someone to do anything under the sun.
Yeah.
Answer the phone. Read emails.
Yep.
If you have any type of skill, photography, creative design, editing. There's a number of different things, but it doesn't have to be something that, again, requires a very experienced background. There are a lot of people who just need someone to answer their phone, listen to my voicemails, mm-hmm. and just tell me what they say.
Guess the lottery numbers.
No one's asking you to guess the lottery numbers.
It doesn't have to be accurate, just guess.
And if you're guessing lottery numbers, guess them for yourself. But Upwork is a platform where you can literally get started and make money tomorrow. So one way to beat inflation, I know we talked about bringing in extra money at your job. Maybe your job is tapped out. Maybe mm-hmm. you know you barely doing a good job anyway, so you are just lucky to have a job. Figure out ways to do some freelance work. Okay. Or get a part-time job. Do people still get part-time jobs?
They should.
Is anybody still working two jobs?
We hire a lot of people that work part-time.
But do they have two jobs? A lot of people who we hire who work part-time jobs are students. So they go to school and they come to work with us in the evenings or on the weekends. Is there anybody out here still?
Yes.
I got a full-time job and a part-time job.
Yes.
That does sound horrible, though. Like, it does sound horrible that you got to have a million jobs just to be able to afford the pizza and the gas.
Let me just tell you, from age 18 until age 27, I worked two jobs every day of my life.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I didn't work two jobs. I mean, every break I had from college, two jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't because of inflation. It was because I wanted stuff and stuff cost.
But to me, I think that's valid. I think that everybody should want more. And so you should be willing to go above and beyond and do more temporarily so that you can ultimately live the life that you want to live. We are saying you need to work more to live the life that you're living right now.
Yeah. There's nothing going on but the rent right now.
Nothing exciting is about to happen.
Yeah. All right. So we've talked about making more money. We've also done a show on credit, and mm-hmm. we talked about how improving your credit score is very good for your pockets.
It'll save you some money.
Saves you so much money. Everything from loans to insurance to rent. Some of the stats we gave, we talked about how your auto loan could cost an extra $4,000. We talked about how your insurance premiums over a 10-year period could be an extra $14,000. We talked about how even if you're renting, they're going to require a bigger down payment, and your utility companies are going to require more money. So, like, your credit is a way, managing your credit well is a way to fight inflation on the low. Because even something like buying a car, like, the difference between a 620 and a 720 could be double the interest rate, meaning your payment could be double just because you didn't have good credit.
So I will tell you, and I'll just talk about my refinance. Prior to purchasing my house, I had decent credit.
Okay.
Right. And so I got a decent mortgage rate, mm-hmm. right? Which I think was like 4.2 something. 1 year in,
mm-hmm.
I had good credit.
Ooh.
I've been working on my credit for a long time. I've talked to you guys about this. And while I've been doing the right thing for a very long time, we all know that building your credit back up is a very difficult process. And so I had good credit. Right. Mm-hmm. 1 year into my house.
Yeah.
And so they offered me a refinance. Same mortgage company. So mm-hmm. it was a very quick process.
It's a nice company.
My interest rate came down by 2%.
Lord help me.
Which made my mortgage payment come down $600.
Now, if that ain't fighting inflation, you got an extra $600 every month to
Seriously.
Buy poultry, fish,
eggs,
vegetables,
all the above.
Almond milk.
Same house. Same term. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing's changed. So when we talk about how credit can really help you save money, we are very serious.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be as serious as a mortgage. As Alan mentioned, it could be a car note. It could be, again, insurance. It could be your credit card. It's a variety of different things that you are paying to use other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
It would be helpful if you paid the minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the lower interest rate. And that comes from having better credit.
Absolutely. So other things that you should do to fight inflation, buy a home instead of renting a home. And people always say this about building wealth by paying off the mortgage over time. And we believe that for sure. People also talk about how the home will appreciate. Maybe, we hope it does. But one thing that is for sure, if you've got a fixed rate mortgage and you get a 30-year fixed, even with rates are higher now, rates for mortgages now are in the fives. You're guaranteeing for those 30 years, your payment is exactly the same. Now, if you're taking our other advice of making more money over those next 30 years, you've made more. Maybe you've refinanced your mortgage lower. Maybe your credit has gotten better. But your payment has stayed the same.
Yeah. As a forever renter and a renter advocate, I used to hate when people would tell me, like, go buy a house. Because they make it sound like it's a super easy thing to do. Yeah. And it's a very difficult process. And you do need a lot of upfront money. And I also found the value in renting, right? Like having a place where I can move and I can have a landlord or someone else who can fix the issues. And if I don't like anything, I could just get up and walk away and leave. Or if I can't afford it anymore, I could just get up and walk away and leave. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I didn't appreciate as much is just the fixed rate. Because every year that I was in an apartment, the price went up every year.
A little bit.
I didn't get anything new. Nothing new happened. Didn't get more space. Didn't get, again, better service. But that inflation has an impact on your rent. Whereas when you live in a house, the number is what it is from year one to 30. It's not necessarily going up. It can go down, but it's not going up. So the more money that I make, the more that it costs outside doesn't affect the place where I have to live. And so owning a home is an amazing way to fight inflation.
Yeah. I lived in the same house for 20 years. And that house, initially, the mortgage was so high that I could barely make the payment. But 20 years later, it was dumb low. Like, my mortgage for 20 years was like under $1,500 a month. And it was a nice home. And when I was, you know, in my 20s, that was like a lot to pay. But in my 40s, it was very convenient to pay that amount. So what I'm getting at is buying a home, having a mortgage is a great way to fight inflation. Generally, borrowing money is a good thing for inflation. This is whether you're talking about a home or a car or even a business loan. Hear me out for just a second.
Because I'm confused.
When you borrow money, like think about this. Inflation means that dollars tomorrow are going to be worth less than they are today.
Correct.
Right? Because it's being eroded, right? So if I've borrowed money today, when I pay it back tomorrow, I'm paying it back with less money effectively when you adjust it for inflation. And so borrowing responsibly, I've always got to say responsibly.
Seriously.
Because we don't want people running up credit card debt.
Alan told me to go out here and get these loans.
I'm saying if you can do a fixed rate loan for something that you're going to responsibly manage and maybe even use to make money, it's always a good time during high inflation to borrow money responsibly.
Responsibly, and we're not talking about credit cards.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, we're talking about things that you are purchasing that will add value ultimately, or that feel like an investment. So maybe your primary home, an investment property, things like that.
Yeah, or even upgrading your home. Maybe even something like putting solar panels on your home. You know that's a big investment, and you might need to finance it. But you also know that it's going to result in lower energy payments, energy bills, right? And so borrowing that money in a time of high inflation is a really wise thing because you'll pay it back over time, but you're paying it back with dollars that are worth less once you adjust for inflation.
Now, other things you can do that are like more real time, like right now, because it's going to take you a minute to go get a loan, to talk to your HR, to get a side hustle, to set up these profiles. What about your buying? You might need to start buying in bulk.
Okay.
Right? Like, not in like a scary way, like just start stashing all types of food in your house. First of all, food only lasts but so long. And if your food lasts 2 years, you probably shouldn't be eating it anyway. But, you know, use Costco. You might need to hit these bulk stores, these super centers, and just purchasing items now that might cost more in literally 4 or 5 weeks. I'm thinking about paper towels, again, canned items. Not because you're saving for the end of the world, but you're just trying to get it at the lowest cost now.
Yeah, and that's a fact. Yeah, and that's the idea. Inflation is making tomorrow cost more money than today. So why not buy some more stuff today, especially if you've got the space in your home to put some non-perishable items and stack them up.
Do people still do deep freezers?
They do.
People still put deep freezers in their basement?
Now look, I will say, so my parents have a deep freezer. They can't recognize half the stuff in that damn deep freezer.
My mom has a deep freezer also, and it was full 20 years ago.
And it's still full?
Which means I know you can't even put new stuff in here.
Yeah.
I know she hasn't taken anything out. I know she's not swapping things around. So, you know, maybe clean out your deep freezer that you currently have.
Yeah.
Take out all the food that has died and turned into dust and make room for some items right now. Again, not like an end of the world strategy, but as we mentioned earlier, like things are not going to get cheaper. So today is the lowest it's going to cost you probably for the rest of your life. So why not buy them now at this price, understanding that inflation is real, it's becoming very aggressive, and it's likely that literally within 1 to 2 months, that same thing is going to cost more money.
Yeah. There's some things that are getting cheaper, though, over time. Over time, not like in the last 3 months. Televisions, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Like a TV, like a big screen TV, a 50-inch TV. Like,
televisions are getting less expensive. They're also not lasting as long.
Fine. They're getting less expensive, though.
Bigger picture, you're going to need more television.
Computers, less expensive today than they were.
They're not lasting as long.
Okay. All I'm saying is, like, rush out to buy some stuff, but recognize that some stuff does get cheaper over time.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
And like, some things are seasonal purchases.
Don't go buy 10 computers and 10 big screen TVs from Best Buy.
You're not even doing that much. Your internet can't even support all that. So, yeah, slow down on that.
Yeah.
For sure. And there are some things that are still seasonal, right? And so I'm thinking right now, it's graduation season right now. It's prom season.
Sure is.
But so for people, for the students who are graduating high school, going to college, parents are probably looking to buy those new computers. You're buying a whole bunch of stuff right now for that dorm room. It might, you know, hopefully you can catch a deal right now. It's seasonal, but don't wait till August. It is what it is right now. So go ahead and buy those things now. If you see a good price, go ahead and take advantage of it. Because again, we don't know what's going to happen come August.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You might not even be able to afford to drive your kid to school.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about buying in bulk. I think being on a budget is something that helps people to fight inflation as well. And, you know, we don't do a lot of budget conversations.
Because that's not my solution.
We're not big budgeters.
That's not the big picture solution. To be honest with you, like, if you're spending too much money, just stop spending so much money. That's not budgeting. That's being responsible with the dollars that you have. But if you're already responsible, I'm not about to tell you to budget out certain things when just the world is getting more expensive. Like, you're going to get to a point where you have to just budget out beverages altogether. Like, that's not a real solution.
But here's where I do like budgeting, right? Budgeting is all about first establishing a baseline. Like, how much money am I spending? Where's my money going? And then the second iteration is figuring out what things can be adjusted. And I find that if people go through the exercise of using an app to budget, it then leads them to some really obvious ways that they can save money. Like, things that we've seen people sort of save money on through the budget process would be things like cutting cable. Like, Tiffany, you've been able to cut your cable. How much has that saved you?
So I don't know anymore. I mean, back when I did it, it saved me a lot of money. Like, I was probably paying like $160 in cable.
Okay. What do you pay now?
I, you know, cut the cable cord and got Sling, which at the time was like $60. Mm. But it's all types of stuff now. Disney, Discovery Plus, I got all of them.
Okay? So what do you pay now?
I'm one of those people. Like, it's none of my business.
Because it sounds like Tiffany has taken her own advice and made more money.
That is a fact. That is a fact. And I'm going to make more money in order to watch my shows. I don't even have a lot of shows.
Yeah.
But I need to be able to watch them.
What's up with the fact that, like, all the shows you want can't be produced by the same damn studio and
y'all
network.
Need to come together.
Come together
and just put all the good shows on one place.
Yeah. It was crazy because years ago there was this sort of aggregation. Like, Netflix was one of the first big aggregators of content. And now we're experiencing this big disaggregation where everybody wants their own. Like, UPN's about to have an app.
UPN. I will tell you, I'm through. So any new platforms doing any new things, I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? And I thought I wasn't going to do Peacock, but, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came out.
You see what I'm saying? They get you.
So I turn Disney off. I only turn Disney on when there's something specific I need to watch, and I call and cancel it immediately. But any new platforms, if y'all are listening, I'm not doing it. Put it on Netflix.
Until she does.
Put it on Hulu.
Until she
does. I use
Hulu
more than most people that I know.
Yeah, I'm not a huge
Hulu
person.
I'm a huge Hulu person.
I don't like that I'm paying and y'all showing me commercials. Like, you got to pick one. I don't want that.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. So look, here's my other thing about budgeting. Again, we're not the big budgetistas on this genre.
Not at all.
But I will say, you might notice that there's a subscription you're not really using like that. Like, for example, I bought Hulu because I was watching Snowfall And like on my regular cable, they only had the second season. I wanted to catch the first one. And I looked up like a year and a half later, still I was still paying for Hulu. So I'm saying the budgeting process gives you a chance to evaluate things, maybe cancel some stuff you're not really using that much, and then just reevaluate. Like, do I need to spend this much money at the beauty supply? Maybe I should just look crazy sometimes.
No, definitely at the
UGC. Sometimes maybe just, you know, go without.
You need to work more just for the beauty supply. That's not something I'm never giving you advice on budgeting from the beauty supply store, the nail salon, your esthetician, because life can't be expensive and you look bad.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
It can't be both.
Choose your struggle.
You know what I mean? And so do the things that make you feel good that you got to do for your own body and for your own well-being.
Yeah.
Budget out some of them kids' clothes. They don't need all them clothes.
So you want them to just harm their kids?
What is it? Harm? Harm? They don't need
Keep
all the
Jordans. Keep yourself looking good.
They don't need all the Jordans.
Cut your kids' clothing budget.
Just the clothing budget. Make them go to work.
They're 7 years old.
7 years old. Listen, with social media, seven-year-olds are getting like influencer packages. Put them kids on a video.
You're like, yo, you're not even on social media making money right now. What are you doing?
Either way, I'm not the budget person when it comes to.
More power to the budgeters, by the way.
Sure.
I think budgeting is important.
But there is.
That's not our ministry.
It's not our ministry. And there's only so much budgeting you can do when, again, the world is just getting more expensive in a way that you don't have control over. So we are beacons of responsibility, financial responsibility. But you can't budget away what's happening in the United States of America.
Facts.
So stick with us. We got more tips for how to fight inflation. If for nothing else, we're making you aware that it's happening and that it's real and that it's more aggressive than it's ever been before. So if you feel like your money's been running out a lot faster, it's not just you.
Yeah.
Facts. It's not fraud. Okay?
Could be, but
it's
probably
inflation.
Not.
So stick with us. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. It's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out. Momentum.
So we are back.
Yes.
Still talking about inflation.
Inflation.
Because it's still going up.
It's the thief in the night.
It is.
It's now the murderer in the night.
Literally.
It's like pillaging in the night.
It is. It's a riot happening in your bank account.
It really is.
At your grocery store. Everywhere you go.
You got to fight, though. Don't just take it sitting down.
Yeah.
Fight back.
Because at some point, you have to start stealing. And I just mean it. I mean, I just mean it straight that way. Like, at some point, if you don't fight back, seriously, you still are hungry. You still have to do the things that you're currently doing. And then you're going to just start thinking about stealing.
Yeah. And we don't want you going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think things would be considerably worse behind bars. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So we're saying, listen, instead of stealing, just take some of our advice on a couple of these things.
Yeah.
Other things, maybe you can commute or travel differently. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, these airline prices are kicking my ass.
Really?
So this is what I've learned. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. This is just the facts that I'm sharing.
Yeah.
So I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of major travel plans for this summer.
Tiffany flies private, but go on.
I don't fly private.
Whatever.
But I'm about to start at these prices. Shouldn't nobody else be on the plane with me at the prices that I'm seeing right now? What I am seeing. So domestic flights are literally double what they were earlier this year. Dang. Just to stay inside the country,
same raggedy ass country.
Seriously.
I can't even leave.
But what I am seeing is international travel is still considerably low, especially to European countries. And unfortunately, they still use Russia's gas. It's just
yeah,
us.
That is true.
We're the only ones who decided to draw this line in the sand.
Yeah.
Other countries are like, oh.
Yeah, I'm going to need that gas, please.
So I literally looked at a flight to Greece is less than a flight to San Francisco.
You better stop playing with me.
I lie to you not.
You better get on out of here.
And so what You might have to just fly international just
because
you're gonna be on this Russia gas.
So you about to put them in a foreign, it sounds like.
I'm just saying.
You're putting everybody in a foreign.
The commute, your travel plans, y'all might have to drive. That matter of fact, that's not working. No, I'm just saying, like, you need to look at things differently when you're commuting and you're traveling, yeah, because everything is more expensive. Literally everything is more expensive. I just find it funny that it's a lot cheaper for me to leave the country.
Yeah.
Especially again, European countries who still they don't like what Russia's doing.
But they
ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, they just gonna keep buying that gas. You might have to go to the website of sanfrancisco.com and just look at that instead of going. That might be a way of traveling. Maybe go, you know, like read a rainbow, like, you know, you read the book and it's like you've gone on an airplane. You might be
virtual
need to go
reality.
Back
they got that now.
They do.
The
they
internet,
really
this high def television
the
is
metaverse,
real.
Maybe
I'm not going to the metaverse.
Vacation in the metaverse, for example.
I bet you inflation is in the metaverse. So I'm not going.
So other things, buy a car that's good on gas.
Yeah, which I didn't do.
I mean, if you're buying a car anyway.
Here's the other
thing. Like, don't go out and sell your car for gas money.
Then before, it was like buy a Tesla, but right now, that ain't really.
Yeah,
we can't.
Prices are high on Teslas.
Just know Elon Musk. He's yeah. I don't know.
Elon Musk has always been like this. Like, y'all just wasn't paying attention. That's all.
Yeah. It's a low. I don't know. Yeah. Buy one of these other electrical
vehicles.
There's a
lot of other ones now.
Yes, the Mercedes.
You got the Rivian now.
The Range Rover. It's an electric Range Rover that's about to come out that's fire.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say nothing. But.
And I will say, you know, again, borrowing money right now is a good idea. The rates are a little bit higher, but hey, if you could borrow some money to buy a car that's gonna cost you a lot less over the long haul, may not be a bad idea.
Or a bike.
Speaking of bikes, hey, maybe ride a bike a little bit.
A little bit more. Walk.
Walk some.
Scooter.
Carpool.
Skateboard.
Zoom instead of showing
up
in
person. I'm not about the carpool. That's not COVID friendly.
And COVID's over now.
Word.
Well, it's not over. People act like it's over.
The world is acting like it's over for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact. Other ideas you can do to save money, barter and trade for services. So if you are good at cutting grass and your friend is good at making cakes.
Oh, okay.
Right? Trade.
Oh, okay, trade. I'm not bartering.
What do you think I meant? Beg?
No, bartering. Like, I'm not going into the grocery store asking if I can get these if you can give me 20 cents off these strawberries.
No.
So I know it is what it is as a entrepreneur. I don't want anybody bartering with me, which just happened. We were just in our dry cleaners. You walked up to me and our other partner talking about this costs $36. Can we do it for $28? For what?
I just wanted to know.
No.
That's
don't barter with me.
That's not
barter. Oh, I can find it.
I wasn't trading
anything.
She said
she can get it cheaper somewhere else.
My God.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Don't barter.
Here's what I mean by bartering. Okay, let's say you live in a community.
Trade.
Where everybody knows each other.
Okay.
Okay? And maybe somebody's good at something that you're not, and you're good at something that they're not. Yeah. So you're trading. That's
trade,
what I mean by barter.
But not barter.
I'm not saying like
25, 35. Like, that's not.
I'm not saying that.
That's not.
I'm saying like, yo, I'll babysit your kids tonight. Okay? You'll babysit my kids tomorrow.
Yeah.
And now we didn't have to pay the babysitter.
Word.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Trade, but that's really bartering because I'm paying with something that is not money.
Okay.
And it's not my body either, by the way.
Because that's illegal.
Yeah, we don't want that. Okay. Driving better. Okay. So don't drive too fast or too slow. It takes 20 to 30% more gas to drive at 70 miles per hour than 50 miles per hour.
So my car tells me as I'm driving how much, like, oh, you're doing this speed. You're now wasting gas this much faster.
Mm.
Oh, you're slowing down. You are conserving this much gas.
So if my car said that,
I don't care about that.
Yeah, if my car said that, I'd be like, look, mind your business.
Yeah, and that's where I don't even, it wasn't even up on my dashboard until I went and got an oil change. And I think they set it so that I could see it. First of all, don't imply anything about me. And I'd like for them to take it off. I haven't figured out how to take it back off, but that's above me. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Other things about
but
driving
y'all
better.
Can drive slower.
Yeah.
Just not in front of me. Please, Jesus.
Yeah, don't do that.
Get in the right lane.
Yeah, I have a real big thing with driving. Like, don't be in the left lane getting passed by multiple cars.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't care how much money you're trying to save because of inflation.
Just get in the right lane.
Just move over. It's all good. You can be in a lane with other people. It's fine. You don't need to hog the left lane. Other things, you know, just be thoughtful so you're not running all over town. Think about where you need to go. Okay? Don't idle your car for a long time, sitting there wasting gas.
I'm an idler.
You are an idler.
I love women know this. This is honestly, this is a woman thing. We like to sit in our cars by ourselves because the rest of the world and the West, the people, everybody's always asking us for something.
But why do you got to idle it? Just turn the car off, put the windows down, turn the music radio
on. I'm not
on.
Trying to be hot or cold. I'm trying to be comfortable. I want to control. It's the only place for most women where we have control over the temperature, over what we hear, over who is in there. Ladies, if self-care looks like idling, sitting in a car with the air conditioner on, whatever, go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You might not be able to go to the spa, but
you're going to sit in that car with the gas burning, wasting.
It's not wasting.
Okay.
It is.
That's an investment.
I will
in
tell
yourself.
You right now, it's an investment in you. Actually, it's an investment in men, because if women don't have the opportunity to sit in the car, you're going to get cursed out. Like that's where we find peace, so that we don't curse these kids out, so we don't put y'all out the house. We all need to idle. Okay. Women need to idle.
Okay, men, stop idling your car.
Y'all don't have no problem. Get out. Get out the car.
Yeah.
And help her in the house.
Okay.
Men don't idle.
Okay. Other things you should be doing, manage your own inflation. Like sometimes we're just spending more money every year just because.
Word.
Even in years when stuff's not costing more because our taste is getting more refined.
Well, they just making things better.
Yeah. Are they? Are they
new stuff out?
Like sometimes there's lifestyle inflation and lifestyle creep because somebody else has it. Now I feel like I need
to. It's not even because somebody else has it. They just, once they came out with it, I had to have it.
Okay.
I definitely understand. You understand this too, Alan.
No, I still shop at TJ Maxx.
I'm sorry.
So I don't know what you mean.
Please.
Come on.
Because first you needed a new house, but now I need a pool. Now word on the street is this year I need a new patio. Like, what's going on? What was wrong with the patio you got in the new house?
See,
Alan?
That's keeping me from spending on vacations.
That's lifestyle.
Okay.
Bet money you still going on vacation this summer.
Fine, but I'll go less. I won't enjoy myself as much on a relative basis. Okay.
Lifestyle inflation.
I'll be
real.
At a resort. Like, I should just go home right now.
But you won't. But you won't. So, lifestyle inflation is real. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, it is.
And it's more than 8%. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. In Tiffany's case, it's 39% per month.
Whatever.
Okay. Because
no,
her lifestyle is blow-up-tuating right now. Okay. Whatever. They're having a press conference at the Fed right now. Jerome. Leon.
I am.
Craig. They all talking about your lifestyle inflation right now.
If they were monitoring my lifestyle inflation, there would be no need for regular inflation. Like,
yeah.
I got it covered. But no, I know we are joking, but you do want to just be aware of your lifestyle inflation. Just ask yourself, like, how much money am I spending this month versus 12 months ago? Mm-hmm. And I get it. We were in COVID, so a lot of things were closed. And so that's another thing. Like, a lot of us don't realize that we're spending substantially more money than we did pre-COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. We're brand new now.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. And it's FOMO. Mm-hmm. That's honestly what's going on with me. It's a lot of FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need twice as many trips, twice as many outfits. I don't really need these things, but I do work more. So I'm covering it. But for a lot of us, we feel like we're just catching back up from those years we lost in COVID, not realizing that we are exceeding what we were doing pre-COVID when the world was open before.
Yeah. We're just about out of time, but I have a couple more. These are all investment things.
Yeah.
We also think that investing is a big way to fight inflation.
It's the primary way, honestly, to fight inflation. One of the reasons why we tell people, like, just putting your money in the bank is not investing. That's not beating inflation.
It
CDs,
really,
unfortunately, are not beating inflation. So you need to actually invest that money and get real returns that will outpace inflation.
So think about stocks. Stocks are a big way to fight inflation, especially companies that are very profitable and have the ability to raise their prices. There's a lot of companies out here raising prices. By the way, for our entrepreneurs out here, if you haven't raised your prices in the last 12 months,
that's the first problem.
Baby, you need to raise some prices.
Because as we talked about earlier, like your profit margin is getting less.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what it is. I don't care even if you're not making a product and you're just providing a service. It's costing you more gas to get to work.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure your software subscription prices have gone up. Whatever it is, even if you are working from a home office, your energy bill, something has gone up. And so you need to charge more money. And I get it that you don't want to hear your customers push back at you, but inflation is real for every single body in this country.
Absolutely.
So I think we all know what's going on.
Absolutely. So going back to investments, so stocks are a great way to fight inflation. Real estate is another great way to fight inflation. Tiffany talked earlier about how when she was renting an apartment, every year the rent went up. And if you're the owner of that apartment building or the owner of that home that's being rented out, you can raise your rents every year to fight inflation. Within the bond world, take a look at these I-bonds. We talked about I-bonds a few episodes ago. I think it was that government update show. We talked about all the things the government is doing.
Yeah.
And are you paying attention to it? So I-bonds are an opportunity to invest up to $10,000 a year directly with the U.S. government. And right now they're paying 9.6% because they're pegged to inflation. You go to the treasurydirect.gov website and you can buy I-bonds. It's a great investment right now. Finally, think about commodities in your portfolio, things like gold, energy, food. Do you have these types of things in your portfolio? Because these are all things that are very much tied to inflation.
I think we said a lot.
Man, we said a lot.
Yeah, and if for nothing else, you might not like any of the ideas that we gave and you're like, listen, I'm not doing any of that. And that's perfectly fine. If for nothing else, we made you aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you're not going crazy. Inflation is increasing at a pace that we haven't seen in 3 to 4 decades.
Yeah.
So you need to prepare. You need to be aware of what's happening. It's not just that you're spending money faster. It's not just that, you know, I don't know where my money's going. We are telling you where it's going. We're telling you what's happening. And so we want you, if you don't like our ideas, come up with your own, mm-hmm. but be aware of what's going on.
Yeah. In our next episode, we're going to do a whole series on how to grow your own food.
No, we're not.
And how to raise your own
what?
Poultry.
This is never happening. This is never happening.
We can't talk about
that
today.
That's never going to happen, guys. I don't know where Alan's going with that.
That's a joke. But people can grow their own food to
fight
inflation, too.
Feel free to grow your own food. How long does that take?
Learn about that here on the Momentum Advisors.
Yeah, no. Again, if you're growing your own food, that's awesome. I'm not throwing that out there as an idea because it's not going to be there tomorrow.
You might be able to save on your basil.
Because I can grow it. Yes.
Okay.
How long is it going to take me?
It'll take you a little while.
And then I'm going to eat it at one time. Like
basil
all
keeps
that
coming back. You see what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
I'm not waiting to season my food until the basil can grow back in. Now, other people are better prepared for that, and that's what you need to do. I'm not one of them. I like to eat basil fast. So do what you got to do, but be aware. We'll be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.